Okay, Simon Tov Kuf Ches. So Simon Tov Kuf Ches is a very smooth continuation to to the earlier discussion what we had yesterday. Very interesting point. We spoke yesterday about the idea that whilst much is permitted, letzoch echel nefesh on Yom Tov, one of the exceptions is tikkun, fixing. The examples given yesterday was the roof tiles, or perhaps even the cutting the paper or the reed, which was made into a skewer. All these cases of tikkun money, of fixing something, those were cases that tikkun is also very much in line with this. Says Sif Aleph, bottom line of page 248. Shput shenirtzaf, a skewer which is bent.
Skewer.
Yeah. Which is bent. Now, afal pi, although shehu yochay lefoshto biyodo, that you can straighten it up with your own hands. So it's made in a way that it's a bit bent, got bent on Yom Tov, you want it straight. So you want to straighten it up on Yom Tov. Ein mesaktin oy, so you may not fix this on Yom Tov. Again, what we're talking about, it's gone crooked, and therefore it's very hard to use, perhaps not even possible to use. You can't use it, you want to fix it on Yom Tov. In order to roast, you may not do so, although you can do it with your hands. We are up, I'm so pleased you're asking. Page 248 in these editions. Have you got Mishnah Berurah? Yeah, there should be one there, yeah. Look at, it's number 15. So, Shput Avu Pishu Yochel Lefoshte Biyodoy En Mesachtin Oysi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a little bit. In Sifkot Aleph, so I'm skipping the introduction, which actually is, we will be talking about that on another occasion, Bez Hashem, page 248. Yeah, so Shput Shenirtzav, three lines from the bottom. Tehainu Shenekam B'Yom Tov, it got bent on Yom Tov. So despite the fact that it got bent on Yom Tov, nevertheless, you may not fix this. You may not fix it on Yom Tov. V'amecha b'sosam, and the Shulchan Aruch didn't differentiate. Sosam dov v'lo yichilek, it didn't differentiate b'nekam me'at v'yahabe. He didn't differentiate whether it's very bent or slightly bent. He's not even making the condition that it's got to be so bent that you can't even use it anymore. No. Because we're going with the understanding of the Bevesi. Also, we are either way, it is also to straighten up the skew mishum to take a moment because it's a tikkun money. So Rabbi Yisrael, the point that we're taking out of this is the following point. Oichal nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov. Yes, you may cook on Yom Tov. Yes, you may increase the fire, the flame on Yom Tov. Yes, you may prepare the food on Yom Tov, which are normally considered regular malachas on Shabbos, which also the Raya said. However, there is an exception of tikkun money when fixing something. Tikkun money, fixing a keli, that remains also. And the example given over here, a prime example, is a skewer which is bent, whether it is very bent or slightly bent. You may not fix it, because fixing is considered tikkun money, and therefore it's also on Yom Tov. Yes, it's connected to that. That's really what Mishnah Berurah speaks about in the introductory paragraph. Lemaisa, we're going to have to talk about this. We'll talk about this more. I want to just touch on the Ramah, whilst we are probably not going to finish it, but I want to touch on the Ramah just to have a bit of an initial understanding of what the Ramah says. The Ramah says as follows: this is only, the Ramah disagrees, and he says, hold on, what happens if you cannot use it? What happens if you can't use it? You can't use it now. You can't use it. You cannot roast with a completely bent. What are you going to do? Avrimeinu yochid litzlis boy. If you cannot use it, venishpar, and it broke be yom tev on yom tev, mutale saknoi, that would be permitted to fix. So the Rambam holds slightly different. He says, well, at the end of the day, this is something which you need for eating. For cooking, that's right, yeah, that's right. And ultimately for eating. So therefore, it's something which is Iefshah. And additionally also, it's something, if it happened on Yom Tov, then it obviously it's by definition something which couldn't have been achieved before Yom Tov, because it only broke on Yom Tov. We remember the discussion that we spoke about previously, that Machshira Eich Nefesh, do you remember we spoke about the Melachos which could have been done before Yom Tov or not been done before Yom Tov? Do you remember that we spoke about that? So we're differentiating. We said that anything which could have been done before Yom Tov, you must do before Yom Tov. And it's also to do on Yom Tov. However, things that could not have been done before Yom Tov, may do on Yom Tov. And the example is, this example now is a similar example. You cannot fix something before Yom Tov, which only broke on Yom Tov. So therefore, the Ramals, contrary to Shulchan Aruch's opinion, if the spit got bent, got broken on Yom Tov, and you cannot use it the way it is, you may fix it on Yom Tov, because it's part of the category of Eichel Nefesh, which would be permitted. That's what the Rama holds. I'm going to look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay over here, or Sif Katan Dalet rather. Havalim Eni Yochel, if you're unable, Hainu Kigun Shenekem Ashput Harbe, when it's very bent, Umar Shekos Venishpa, when it's talking about broken, Rotzalema, Oishen Nishpa, Roish Ashput. Similarly also, when he broke, because it broke, you can't roast with it. What's the law if it broke before Yom Tov? What's the law then? Then odd also the Quran, but they will be also according to all opinions.
If,
yeah, that's right. So similar examples. Yeah. So things which couldn't have been washing dishes, for instance. Yeah, we mentioned it then. Correct. So things which could have been done before Yom Tov. According to the Ramah, if it broke on the Ramah is more lean. It says if it broke on Yom Tov. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So let's think this through. If it broke before Yom Tov, you can't fix it. And what happens if you have nothing else, you can't use any, you have nothing else? That's an interesting question. What happens if before Yom, if it's broke before Yom Tov and you have no alternative? But you have, the question asked is, what happens if it broke before Yom Tov, but you have nothing else? You can't, you have no other killing.
So why did you fix it before Yom Tov?
You were busy, you forgot, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, so we did speak at the when, at the beginning of the, you reminding me, perhaps this is the answer, that if you have no alternative, let me just, I'm not sure, your question is an interesting, should be an interesting discussion. We learned earlier that if there's no, if you're an oinus, if there's no alternative, if there was no alternative, then it's considered as if it happened on Yom Tov. But I'm not 100% sure, but it could be that it's permitted. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Okay, so gentlemen, just before we summarize, we learned that there is a halacha that a screw which is bent on Yom Tov, according to Shulchan Aruch, categorically, it's forbidden to fix it because Tikkun Mona is always also on Yom Tov. The Ramah is more lenient, and he says, well, it depends. If you broke before Yom Tov, then indeed, you cannot fix it. If you broke on Yom Tov, then it's something considered a melacha she'ev shalasa es mipodyoim, and therefore will be permitted to actually fix it on Yom Tov. There's more on this. There's a bit of a disclaimer which is going to follow the second part of the Mo, which we will leave for Sunday Mitzvah Hashem.
Over to you.
First of all, I'd like to thank Rabbi Pakkus for giving his share every day almost, and with such enthusiasm, which really appreciated. I think the opportunity of thanking very much.
I really appreciate you, thank you.
To do this, I'm sure you call it Torah, in first name of Binyamin Ben Dobra. It's unusual, at the moment we have unusual times in which we find ourselves with regard to the coronavirus. Can we find incidents that we can relate to in the Tanakh in Kis Sisor. It says, V'yikoch Hashem et ho'om al asher aso et ve'egel asher aso aharon. And Hashem struck the people with a plague because they had made the calf that Aaron had made. The cause was the worshipping of the golden calf. The effect was a plague. In Parshas Shelach Lecha, the Parshas of the Meraglim, in which the 10 of the spies speak Lashon Hara concerning Eretz Israel. In the Pasuk it says, Keva Badeve Varashena Vinso Otokol Goy Gadol Vatsum Mimenu. I will smite them with a plague and annihilate them. I shall make you a greater and more powerful nation than they. The cause of the punishment was the Lashon Hara. The effect was the plague. And Parshas Korach. In Parshas Korach. Where Korach and the assembly separated themselves in the Machlokas, and 250 men who were offering incense were consumed in a flame. The Pasuk says, Vayilno ko adas b'nei Yisrael mocharov al Moshe al Aharon emo atem amitem et om Hashem. The entire assembly of the children of Israel complained on the morrow against Moshe and Aaron, saying, "You have killed the people of Hashem." The plague. Moshe told Aaron to take a fire pan, place fire, and put incense in it. The incense provided atonement. The plague was stopped. The cause was Lashon Hara. The effect was a plague. In Parshas Balak, where the people were enticed to commit harlotry, the daughters of Moab, the action of Pinchas halted the plague, where 24,000 people had died. In Parshas Bahalosecha, where Miriam and Aaron spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe, Miriam was punished with Saras, and we can relate it to our days, where she was quarantined for 7 days outside the camp. Yes, I meant to say in the Parshas Korach, God and incense. And Rashi says, when Moshe had ascended to heaven to receive the Torah, each of the ministering angels, even the angel of death, taught him a secret. The angel of death's lesson was that incense can check a plague. The people had maligned the service of incense, saying that it had caused the deaths of Nahav and Abihu, as well as Korach's followers. God said, therefore, let them see that incense is not lethal. The contrary, will stop the plague. It is sin that is deadly. In times of David Melech, when David took a census of the people by counting them, the punishment, because he counted the people, was a plague. The remedy was brought about by saying 100 brachas per day, because 100 people had died per day. And I'd like to finish with something we say Mondays and Thursdays. He was a Melifne Avinu Shabashamaim Rachem Alenu Al Petosenu Limnoa Meshchis Mikefa Alenu Malkal Amo Beis Israel. May it be the will of our Father who is in heaven to have mercy upon us and upon our remnant and to keep destruction and plague away from us, from all his people, the family of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Jobbing kan het zien, trouwens, het spreekt niet. Twee maanden schijf. Geen schijf. Ja.